morning has turned to afternoon.
Good afternoon, everyone.
But the grind carries on.
Not just the grind physically, but the grind mentally.
The Midday Grind, featuring a couple of TV jockeys who've also been through the radio wars.
Serious?
Martin Kilcoyne.
I was a little lit, so I was saying whatever I wanted.
And Charlie Marlowe.
Our top story tonight, John Jay will be back tomorrow. Here's him getting a hit in 2012.
It's the Midday Grind on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Welcome to the Midday Grind, Wednesday edition here. What day is it? Wednesday it is. Martin Kilcoyne, Chuck Marlowe, Chris Gardner here until 1 o'clock. Paul DeYoung, Cardinals shortstop, is going to join us at 12:30. A little bit of fun between now and then. Also the Grinder a little bit later. B&G Tuck Pointing, our sponsor this hour. B&G Tuck Pointing, the best in the bricks. That's really all you need to know. If you have a chimney, a garage, a home, anything with the bricks that's falling apart, make sure you call B&G for that solid or spot tuck pointing, rebuilding, relaying, foundation repair, caulking, waterproofing, and more. B&G Tuck Pointing. Rich Galati started this company, named it after his daughters, Bella and Gabrielle. There's the B and the G, the best in the bricks. Get yourself a free estimate, very competitive on pricing, and make your home, your garage, your chimney look new again. You can do that with B&G Tuck Pointing. 363-0525. That's 314-363-0525. BGTuckPointing.com. They have all the insurance paperwork, workman's comp, you name it, fully licensed. And our friends at Claudia's Pub, great blues hangout down there on Watson, they had B&G Tuck Pointing come by, and the building looks brand new. Charles, how are you doing, buddy?
I'm great, Martin. What's up?
That was very Pelosi-esque. It felt like
that was kind
Joe.
Of
condescending as all hell.
No, it was an homage to producer Joe because I know
Martin.
I'm sure he's feeling down with the U.S. men's national team not making the World Cup.
Tweeting up a storm last night, and I believe I said this is a big deal, even if you don't care about soccer. And then a lot of people responded, "I don't care about soccer," and we can't sit here and be frauds about it because I'm pretty sure yesterday on this sports station, in theory, did anyone yesterday say, "Boy, tonight that's a big one with Trinidad and Tobago, Tobago. That's a big." Did anybody, whether it was Frank or Tim or Doug or Jim, Frank Opinion may have mentioned it as he was signing off. Larry Connors, like, watch your guns and watch some soccer tonight. Did anybody say it yesterday? Did anybody mention it? No. So we can't sit here today and say we were all over this. I think those even in the soccer world thought it's a given. What do we have to do? Oh, we got to beat Trinidad and Tobago? Yeah, sure. Oh, we can tie them? Okay. Oh, we can even lose to them as long as these other cats don't win? Okay, we're fine. Don't worry about it. The perfect storm. And I am bummed because I enjoy the World Cup when it comes around every 4 years, and I'm a little less interested, a lot less interested for next summer, and it's going to be on Fox. It's a big loss for us, too.
I know. And
close to home.
Every 4 years, we go out to all the local bars, barristers, and other places. There's parties. No, to cover these
correct
huge events, everybody
skips work,
takes off work. It's a really fun time. I'm sure people will still do that, but not nearly as much with the United States not in the World Cup. I will say, on Monday, one of our fine custodians at Fox 2, Patricio, he did tell me on Monday, he said, "The World Cup tomorrow. It's crazy. Everybody has a chance. Everybody's still in it." I said, "All right. Okay,
like,
we'll
yeah,
see what happens."
Yeah, sounds good. Hold on. I need Latavius Murray to get another carry. Focusing on what matters.
And then I'm like, wow, that was really true.
So shame on the mainstream media, too, for not calling attention. I knew last Friday, the game they were playing last Friday, and I don't remember. It was against Panama, I think, because Zach Choate, our colleague at Fox 2, is a huge soccer guy. And he said, "Oh my God, they better play well against Panama. They better play," and they beat them like 4-0. But it is amazing how you can have a slight reaction to it. Just say, "Ah, it's too bad. I'm bummed. I really was looking forward to the World Cup." And the people that hate soccer, it triggers a response. And do you think it is I don't know, this phenomena, people believe it's being forced down their throat, because ESPN is all in. I mean, they've got the EPL scores on their website. Do you think people feel that soccer is a forced agenda and therefore they have to react? Because if somebody, you know, tweeted, ah, very disappointed in U.S. hockey, we didn't advance to the junior finals, I wouldn't react. But when you react to soccer in any way as if you care, the people that hate soccer feel the need to chime in. There's a congressman in Philadelphia and said, oh, wow, I'm really upset about this. Oh, wait, I don't care at all. That's a United States congressman. Isn't there something to this where people that dislike soccer feel the need to react, even though they're admittedly not fans? Like, if something I'm not a fan of, I'll just sit it out. I don't care.
Yeah, but I think on social media, reasonable people, for the most part, don't react to almost anything. You know what I'm saying? They go to Twitter. They go to Facebook. They read posts. They read articles. They don't usually post themselves. And then if they read something, I think for the most part, they don't comment on other people's posts. They just kind of read them. For example, about an hour ago, I sent out a tweet, and all I said was, and I said, not a hot take, a reasonable take. For a country that, let's be honest, we're not elite at international soccer. We're not a top five, not top 10, not a top 15, even usually country in international soccer. So is it that big of a surprise? I get it. It's a surprise. Is it that big of a surprise that we would not make the World Cup, let's say, once every 32 years? I think if you sit back and think about it, it's not really that big of a surprise. It is a mild surprise, but how would you rank soccer in terms of the United States power rankings of sports? Fifth?
Right. Well, we're the best at baseball because, for the most part, not everybody's playing baseball. So we're the best at baseball.
Basketball.
We're the best at basketball. We're the best at football, even though most people aren't playing American-style football.
We're better at hockey than we are at soccer. We do much better in the Olympics at hockey.
That's fair.
Than soccer.
So the question is, that would be the realistic take, is it okay for us to be dominant at every sport or really good at every sport and not as good in soccer? And the answer is probably, for most people, yeah, that's fine. If you're a soccer fan, it's not acceptable.
The person that goes out of their way to let you know that they don't care is the same type of person that, when people are into a television show, let's use Game of Thrones, for example, that will go on social media and tell you, oh, I don't watch the show. It's that same type of person that wants to let you know you're not involved in whatever's going on that people are discussing. To me, it's the same mindset, at least.
Right. Well, I feel the need. People that are upset about soccer, those are the ones who should react. Those are the ones who care the most. Everybody else, like, oh, sorry you had a bad day. Okay. I'm bummed for our country, but it's not going to ruin my life. However, Taylor Twellman is in a different camp because he covers soccer. Former St. Louis U High star. I believe Gary Kornfield even had him kicking extra points for a while with the football team. Taylor Twellman, as we've seen in St. Louis, passionate about the sport, trying to get the MLS to come here, and he seemed to be the number one hot take guy last night on ESPN after the U.S. bowed out.
It's not about tonight. It's not about Jurgen Klinsmann. It's not just about Bruce Arena. As a whole, U.S. soccer is not prepared. They have not done a good enough job of getting this group ready to play. And keep in mind, the last two Olympics, no United States. Those players that would be playing in the Olympics, 24 through 28, how many of them are in this roster? The players got to be good enough, too. So a lot of people on social media right now want to say it's Jurgen Klinsmann's fault, it's Bruce Arena's fault, it's Sunil Gulati's fault. By the way, as an ex-player, every single one of those players,
they can take some
nightmares
yep.
for the rest of their lives, because this is an utter embarrassment with the amount of money that is in Major League Soccer and in this sport. You can't get a draw, a tie against Trinidad?
So what does this program do? Is this group, do you blow it up?
This is everything, though, Max. So, because I remind everyone, 2,000 euros, Germany laid an egg. And they all came together. Bundesliga, second Bundesliga, DFB, the German Football Federation, all came together with a 10-year plan. Guess what happened in 10 years? They won that World Cup. If this failure does not wake up everyone from U.S. soccer to Major League Soccer, from pay to play to broadcasters to everything, then we're all insane. We can't be Trinidad on a field that's too wet and too heavy. What are we doing? What are we doing? This is the discussion that's being had. It's remarkable to me when I go in this stupid thing right here at how ignorant people are when the rest of the world, Belgium played Bosnia on a cow pasture.
I do like
love
when,
it.
I do like when Bundesliga comes together. To me, that's the key. If we could just, well, that's not our country, but if Bundesliga comes together, why can't we? All I wanted Taylor to add in was Joe Pisarcik. If he could have just gone,
that Joe Pisarcik was their quarterback.
It would have completed the deal. So I'm very disappointed. I'm also proud of the fact that Charlie and I both noticed in time to put it in our late night shows last night that there were highlights.
Well, people were reacting just crazily on social media.
Well, there was the hexagonal that we didn't get out of.
Sure.
That doesn't help. By the way, it's the World Cup. It's not the U.S. Cup. But if they could, if they want to educate more people, and maybe they don't care. Maybe it's just the soccer community that follows it closely. You got to make it a little clearer to understand. Because you can't have this, well, we're in a hexagonal right now, and we scored four goals against Costa Rica, but now if Panama wears the wrong shoes, we can get in. It's like, wouldn't a little clarity help the popularity?
Yes, and also, we ran highlights last night, but they were from Univision, so I found it interesting. It seemed like the highlights were being run from a Trinidad and Tobagian perspective.
See, that's
once they won. No,
hold on,
because,
hold on. Can we
no,
say
listen.
That? Those pesky little Tobogganers.
I'm watching it, and I'm thinking, okay, as a TV person, you want to show the reaction shots. You want to show the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. And after the end of that highlight, I see Trinidad and Tobago going crazy. They're celebrating. They're showing the fans. Obviously, it was there. But I don't see any reaction shots of the United States of America losing. And I'm like, clearly this broadcast is not aimed towards us.
Here he is, having the time of his life.
Yeah, I don't think they're too worried about the U.S. And if Fox were there, they would have zoomed in like right to the teardrop. They would have been like in Bruce Arena's retina. The Fox postseason super-duper close-up was lacking.
So before I came on today, I want to do a little research. I looked up on FIFA.com the rankings of countries. Last
is this
updated,
like Larry Nickel, or this is different?
This is a little different. Last updated, September 14th of this year. The next release, the next update, will be October 16th. So what, about a week from now. And the United States was ranked 28th, right after Turkey, right before the Netherlands. And I understand, and everybody's telling me on Twitter, that our region is different, and it's not as strong necessarily as European regions, South American regions. I get that. But big picture, if you are ranked 28th, and that's fairly where you should be, again,
you're kind
is it
of
that,
a, you're a bubble
you're
team.
Kind of a bubble country, relatively speaking. Is that fair?
Where did Joe Lunardi have the U.S. in all of this? No, I think your point is we're not a world power in soccer. We're not a top 25, to use our popular ranking systems, top 25 team in soccer.
We're receiving votes.
Yeah, why honorable mention. Why so shocked? And we had to play, what, Costa Rica, Honduras. Stop me when I say Italy, Germany, France, Brazil, Argentina. Right, they're not even in that bracket, I think. But that's why people are upset, because you're not even that. This is more soccer than what we should have done. What would have been more entertaining. I apologize. We should have done.
This is entertaining. People
what we
are
should have
this.
Done was fake soccer rant and just started screaming. You know, we can't even beat Costa Rica, and they got sugar canes and crap for dinner, and then they got Honduras. They don't even have houses. We can't beat them in soccer. You know, you could just be really like angry dot guy.
It's
about soccer.
I've been watching it for 40 years. 40.
Every all I'm 4 saying, years.
All I'm saying is, I went to Iceland for our honeymoon. Now, Iceland.
Humble brag.
No, I'm just saying. Iceland has made the World Cup. And I traveled all around Iceland. It was great. We did tours. We saw almost the entirety of the country. And I didn't see one person that looked athletic. That's all I'm saying. And they made the World Cup. And we didn't.
That was part of the rant, too.
And I love Iceland, by the way.
Didn't Taylor Twain, he said, Iceland, it's smaller than like Rhode Island or
he
whatever.
He said Corpus Christi Texas is, and basically Anaheim.
Yeah,
just
that's
SoCal,
right.
Not L.A., just Anaheim.
It's bigger. See, that's the difference. So we're 28th, but why aren't we better than those? Why aren't we 25th, 23rd?
Correct.
All right, that's enough soccer talk. We apologize. Paul DeJong of the Cardinals is coming up at 12:30. Also, the Grinder. And we have fun with audio, guys. And, you know, Charlie and I are in this weight loss competition. So we needed something that throughout the 30-day stretch, would kind of keep us on our toes. And we thought, who better than the keeper of the rules, Joe Madden, to kind of chime in on occasion?
Learn how to lose weight.
Oh, no. He's telling us to lose weight. So it's learn how to lose weight.
Learn how to lose weight.
I should get this clip. I played it for Martin last night at Fox 2 because, you know, on your Facebook, you have your memories and it shows you, hey, 2, 3, 4 years ago, you posted this. And 2 years ago, I posted a clip from Joe Madden, and I did because it was when the Cubs and Cardinals were playing in the NLDS. I remember the good old days. And there was a Peoria writer there, and he wanted to ask Joe Madden about his time managing, I believe, the Peoria Chiefs at the time in his young career as a manager. And it was so Joe Madden-esque because, oh, yeah, you had Dewey Calmer there, the head coach of Bradley Baseball. And, of course, you had Steak and Shake, and I loved going to Rocky's for the butterfly pork chop sandwich. And it's just so Joe Madden. Like, he remembered every restaurant, every bar he went to. That's why you love him.
Makes everybody feel special.
Yes.
Learn how to lose.
He even said he loved one of the writers that worked for the Peoria Journal Star. Who likes the media? Joe Madden does.
Joe Madden. And Lee Hall's got those blue blazers that he wears.
That's a great reference, Lee Hall. Only people with a Peoria connection get that.
Before we get to that, Cubs, Nats, NLDS, which is happening today, rained out yesterday. We'll hear from Dusty Baker. A reminder that Window World is one of our great sponsors. They're at windowworld.com. You can reach them either on the web or by calling 993-1800, 314-993-1800. They have a slogan. It says, simply the best for less. So what does that mean? You're getting the best for less.
Less.
High quality. Low cost. I had just gotten off of that.
Oh, no. Yes, right back on it. Right back to it, baby. It's so fun.
Simply the best for less. So you have low cost, yet high quality. Great combination when you're looking for windows. Every window they put into your home is custom made. You can check out their merchandise in person on the Rock Road in Bridgeton. Jim and John started this company in 2003. Did their homework and said, boy, this is a great product. We'd like to bring it to St. Louis. It's our hometown. And because they've had success, they've been able to do a lot of charitable things. They've got a big trivia night every year. So support them and their 75 local employees. WindowWorld.com, patio doors, siding, replacement windows, just in time for winter. Get that free estimate. 314-993-1800 and WindowWorld.com. So Dusty Baker goes to the mic right after they call the game off. It's rained out at Wrigley. So the immediate question is, are you going to pitch Strasburg? Because now that you got an extra day, it would fall in line and makes perfect sense. Now we're going to stick with Tanner Roark because, well, Strasburg doesn't feel well. And before you laugh about it, there's a good reason why.
You know, a lot of my team is kind of under the weather with the change of weather and the air conditioning in the hotel and the air conditioning here. And this is the time of the year, you know, for mold around Chicago. I think it's mold because I have it too, so.
This is 100% true, by the way.
The air conditioning at the hotel. It's just, you just cold and you get a little ouchy.
But listen, this happened to me today. What? We are in the weird spot in the Midwest where just today I had to switch off from air conditioning to heat. This is the exact spot. So Dusty is correct, and this is why you watch the local news. This is why you watch the allergy index.
Dave Murray, the allergy index.
For mold spores, for pollen, for things like this, they were not prepared.
I have to say, I used to laugh every time that they would put that on the screen, like mold and pollen. Who cares?
They give you no context. But throw a number up there like 74.
Whoa.
What does that mean? Is that good?
Now I look at it, and I think Dave will put like an arrow if it's up or down. Like, no wonder I'm sneezing like bejesus every morning because the mold and pollen count, or the mollen. But Dusty's staying the AC at the... Can we get Mr. Strasburg a blanket? This is a big league.
No, this actually happened to me about...
No, this is the NLDS.
No, 2 hours ago, I went to my thermometer there, the thermostat, and it was at 67, and that's cold. And that's because the air conditioning was on, and then you think, okay, do I flip it over to just off? But no, it's cold enough now that... What day is it? October...
It's Wednesday.
October 11th. You now have to put the heat on.
Today?
We'll see if that's for good, though, because this
weekend... No, it's 87 this weekend.
That's what I'm saying. In the Midwest, you got to...
The first week of fall.
You have to teeter.
But that's not... Now, I know you're talking about your own heating and cooling situation.
You dealt with all that and came into work today? Still?
Wow.
Correct. I'm a fighter.
I understand there may be some mold. There may be some bad air conditioning at every hotel in America because it's 40 degrees in every hallway at every hotel in America. However, this is the big leagues. We've got a $170 million pitcher. Don't tell me it's cold at the hotel. Michael Jordan's vomiting and knocking down jump shots, okay? That's why people love sports.
Chicken soup game.
Kirk Gibson limps out there and hits the home run. Willis Reed. Come on. Jack Youngblood played on a broken leg. And now we've got Steven Strasburg. This is what's happened, Charlie. Is he going to get a participation medal? And, oh, by the way, now he is pitching. He's pitching.
We think.
You know, they're listing Strasburg. Now he's pitching after he got skewered, and deservedly so, if, as reported, he told them, I can't go. Did he now change his mind?
Of course he did.
Because everybody is just saying, are you kidding? You're going to be in Washington, what, the next 5-6 years? They're going to be laughing at you forever because of mold and AC. And I also think managers sometimes will take a shot without taking a shot. Like Tony did it with J.D. Drew. Tony, we noticed J.D.'s not in the lineup today, the second day in a row. Yeah, he's just he's a little ouchy right now. We're like, ouchy? Is that a meniscus? Is that an elbow? And it's like,
little boo-boo.
He's a little ouchy. And I always took that as his way of throwing him under the bus politely.
Saying he's soft.
Correct.
But
politely. And like Dusty says, well, the air conditioning guys.
That's great.
There's no way he thinks anybody's going to buy that as a legit excuse not to pitch.
And look, I want to see a game five, but isn't this so Nats, so Strasburg, so Dusty?
Yes.
This situation. And look, I'm not going to throw a bet on the game, but what's going to happen? They're going to lose this game.
Strasburg's
he's
gonna
either
going to
throw or not, or he's going to come in late, and it's going to be an odd situation. Should he pull Roark? Should he bring in Strasburg? Should he leave Strasburg in? Should he bring in a reliever? It's going to backfire, and it's going to be just the most beautiful storyline. I hate to say it because I really like Dusty, but this is Strasburg's legacy so far, is not pitching and being shut down when they might have won the World Series. And then something weird is going to happen because the story is already weird. And this is Gardner. We always say that's Cub. That's Nat. This situation is Nats. That's Nats.
Nat. Natitude.
Nats.
I don't know if it's on the log today, but can I take something to the bank?
It's all, I was just going to say, for our texters at 855-282-8255, it's real simple. It's 855-282-8255 is the dyslexia special. 855-282-8255. And take it to the bank, brought to you by Triad Bank. What I was going to ask all of us, but also the listeners, your predictions for Strasburg today. Will he shove? Will he get shoved?
I said, I'm going to take it to the bank that he gives up as many or more runs than innings pitched today.
So 4 innings, 5 runs. 5 innings, 6 runs. 6 innings, six
he
runs.
He could go like 4-4, but he will not have fewer earned runs or fewer runs than innings pitched. He will not have that take place.
Here's what will happen. 6th inning, Strasburg's pitching well. They're up 2-1, but let's say he walks somebody. He's at about 94 pitches. All of a sudden, he starts sneezing on the mound. Clearly, the mold spores are getting to him, but can he still pitch? Dusty goes out there. Strasburg keeps sneezing, and then Dusty has to make the call, and you know it's going to backfire.
And Joe Maddon in the pregame says, well, actually, I've talked to our guys. It's really the ragweed right now we're concerned about. He'll have a new twist on it. He'll correct everybody in his own way. Hey, take it to the bank, brought to you by Triad Bank. Text in at 855-282-8255. The easiest thing to do, if you like to text, is just program it into your phone. I know a lot of folks have probably already done that. Also, the app is great. I've been doing this now on my way in, driving around. I have the app on my phone, so I'll just listen. If you don't like some of the static, honestly, get used to just doing it on the app. Nice, clean signal, listening to 590 The Fan. Download the app. It's free. It really is easy. Just put it on your phone. You're driving around listening on your app, and then that text line, get it programmed into your phone. Take it to the bank. What do you think will happen with Strasburg today? We're all expecting that, and usually it's the opposite.
Mm-mm. Not with this team.
No
this is
hitter.
This is a cursed team.
Nats.
Strasburg is kind of cursed. Dusty is kind of cursed. The Cubs, who were cursed for 100 years, they have the magic now. This is going to happen. It's going to be really interesting, and it's going to be must-watch television.
Triad Bank, located in Frontenac. It is on Clayton Road, 1 block west of Lindbergh. Triadbanking.com, the website. It's a neighborhood-friendly bank, also based in St. Louis. Been here since 2005, so if you're a business owner, and you're looking to do a little more, you've got some ideas for your business, but you need a little bit of capital, talk to Triad Bank about doing a loan with them. They understand the entire St. Louis business climate, so that's an advantage right out of the gate. TriadBanking.com, bringing you Take It to the Bank right here on the Midday Grind on 590 The Fan. When we come back, Paul DeJong, Cardinals outstanding rookie. We think he may be live from Lake Tomahawk, Wisconsin. Tales from the North next.